Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A red flag warning begins at noon tomorrow and continues until 10 p.m. tomorrow night. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 74. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 37. Tonight, clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 78. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 25.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A Kansas City man faces additional charges in a burglary spree. Brandon Dixon has more.
Javon Tucker, who was charged last week with property damage, now faces 10 additional felony charges in a string of burglaries in Kansas City. Cops say they used GPS tracking data on a Jeep that Tucker stole to link him to multiple breaking and entering thefts at businesses between February 26th and March 1st. Police found stolen firearms and money and say Tucker admitted to stealing the Jeep and committing the burglaries. I'm Brandon Dixon.
Well, drivers will find delays on I-70 and Hayes as crews work to remove a bridge. The U.S. Highway 183 bypass bridge over Interstate 70 will be demolished as part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's U.S. 183 bypass I-70 interchange project that began in March 2024. They're building a new 183 overpass along with new on and off ramps on I-70. Work to remove the bridge began Tuesday. That will last at least 7 days, weather permitting. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas and Angus King of Maine introduced legislation to address the national housing shortage and make it easier for rural workers to live in the communities they serve. The Farmhouse to Workforce Housing Act would expand the existing Housing Preservation Grants, or HPG, program to allow rural homeowners to construct additional housing on their property, such as an attached apartment unit or a small home nearby, to be available for rent. Currently, HPGs are underused and receive limited funding that can only cover small costs and repairs. So the legislation would optimize the program for rural housing creation, increasing its funding, and expanding eligibility for homeowners who want to participate. Senator Moran said there's a high demand for rural housing across Kansas, and it's important that Kansas's housing programs offer creative solutions to address the issue. He said modernizing the Housing Preservation Grants program will help create new avenues for renovating and constructing homes in smaller communities in Kansas and across the country. This legislation would allow recipients to use HPG money to construct additional housing units either within or outside their home, authorize funding for the nationwide program, offer grants of up to $100,000 to low or medium income recipients, require the original home to be 25 years or older, establish a required landlord education program to help homeowners learn how to oversee rental housing, and create a 5-year ownership and occupancy requirement upon completion to prevent homeowners from flipping their property at increased values and prevent developers from taking advantage of the program. Senator Moran also recently introduced the Access to Credit for Our Rural Economy, or ACRE Act of 2025, to provide greater flexibility to more financial institutions to offer affordable lines of credit to rural and agricultural borrowers to expand their family farms and to purchase homes. The state of Kansas ended February 2025 with total tax collections at $548.2 million, which is $121.9 million above the estimate, and total tax collections are up 5.1% from February 2024. Governor Kelly said that while Kansas's tax collections in February highlight the strength of Kansas's economy, they must continue to exercise caution and uphold fiscal responsibility to ensure long-term financial stability and prosperity for all Kansans. Individual income tax collections were $239.4 million. That's $149.4 million above the estimate and up 37.9% from February 2024. Corporate income tax collections were $16.3 million. That's $3.7 million below the estimate and down 22.8% from February of last year. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $247.1 million, which is $1.1 million above the estimate and down $5.5 million from February 2024. A bill moving through the Kansas legislature is sparking debate over abortion rights, as House Bill 2062 would allow pregnant women to seek child support starting at conception. On Tuesday, the Kansas Senate debated HB 2062, which would guarantee child support payments from the moment of conception, with critics saying the bill is an attempt to recognize fetal personhood in state law, which could lay the groundwork for restricting abortion access. And proponents of the bill say it provides financial support to single mothers facing unplanned pregnancies. The full state Senate gave preliminary approval to the proposal, though senators will still need to reach a compromise with the House on wording, leaving both supporters and opponents in limbo. In Nebraska news, 41-year-old John Silsby was charged Monday with three counts of possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver, possession of a firearm while committing a felony, and possession of money while committing a drug crime after being accused of hauling more than 1,000 pounds of marijuana across Nebraska. He was pulled over on Friday in a U-Haul truck on Interstate 80 near the 56th Street exit in Lincoln after the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office said Silsby was swerving out of his lane. During the traffic stop, a deputy started to suspect criminal activity and searched the U-Haul, where an arrest affidavit showed that authorities found 1,129 pounds of leaf marijuana, 1 pound of concentrated leaf marijuana called Moon Rock, 3 pounds of psilocybin mushrooms, 133 pounds of concentrate THC, and 3,600 milligrams of THC gummies. And according to the affidavit, Silsby also had 4 guns and several knives. The sheriff's office thinks that he was transporting the drugs from California to North Carolina, and they don't think it was his first trip. A judge set Silsby's bond at $80,000, and he's due back in court on April 7th. On Tuesday, 21-year-old Mercedes Krueger of Lincoln was charged with second-degree assault and use of a weapon to commit a felony in a weekend shooting. Court documents show that she shot a 44-year-old woman in the thigh Sunday evening at an apartment near Portia and Adams Street. According to the arrest affidavit, the two women got into an argument and Krueger told the other woman to leave. The fight then became physical, though the women provided differing accounts of who the aggressor was. Eventually, Krueger pulled a pink Glock out of her purse and fired a shot. The bullet hit the 44-year-old in the leg and she was taken to a hospital where she underwent surgery. The victim told police that Krueger was drunk and police said Krueger smelled of alcohol. A judge set Krueger's bond at $150,000. She must pay $15,000 to be released from jail, and her next court appearance is scheduled for April 8th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to close 3.5 miles of U.S. 281 for Osborne County for reconstruction starting Monday, March 17th. The closure will begin at the North U.S. 24 Junction and end at the South City limits of Portis. Motorists are advised to use the signed detour on U.S. 24, K-181, U.S. 36, and U.S. 281 while the closure is in effect. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the road to reopen in late November, conditions permitting. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on February 28th, Commissioner Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Chairman Marvin Matchett, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, and Commissioner Richard Thompson, along with others to present business or observe. Sheriff Troy Thompson joined the meeting, and he gave a report on the use of the jail in 2024. He reported that the total inmate days were 3,101, the lowest inmate count was 3, the highest was 14, and the average count was 8.47. Sheriff Thompson shared that he received a call from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment regarding a patron with trash issues, and if there's no safety hazards, this will remain a civil matter and out of his jurisdiction. Finally, he reported that the Dodge Challenger that's used by the K-9 unit is having radiator issues. The commission wanted to know if vehicles will be sold prior to the city's deadline to remove them from their lot, but they were told that unfortunately they cannot be sold prior to the deadline and will have to be towed up to the new lot. There is a concern at the new lot with the vehicles that need to be stored for evidence, as the vehicles need to be locked up in their own secure yard. The impoundment lot is locked up after the solid waste department closes, but it's not under its own fence. So Sheriff Thompson is looking into alternate fencing solutions for those specific vehicles. Kevin Fonder, the Norton County Hospital CEO, gave a report to the commissioners. In 2024, the hospital generated a profit of over $1.3 million. He said it was a great improvement over the 2023 $1 million loss, and in January 2025, a $200,000 profit has been earned. Kevin credits the turnaround to the staff's effort to make the hospital better for the community. Upcoming changes in March include a new physician interview and a new 3D mammogram machine that has been purchased. Mr. Fonder then stated that 90% of rural hospitals in Kansas operated in the red in 2024, and the commissioners reminded Kevin that they would like to sell the old clinic building to the hospital. A letter from the CEO of DSNWK was received asking for the commissioner's support for their application to receive Kansas Community Service Tax Credits. Commissioner Beidler moved that a letter be drafted by Clerk Renner in support of the application and signed by Chairman Matchett. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. The commission reviewed the bids for the $200,000 financing for the purchase of a grader. Solutions North Bank won the bid at 4.95% for a $200,000 bond, amortized over a 5-year term. Commissioner Beidler moved to accept the bid, Chairman Matchett seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. The commission reviewed the February vouchers and payroll, and upon review, the vouchers and payroll were approved as submitted. Commissioner Beidler moved that the minutes of the February 17, 2025 commission meeting be approved. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. Commissioner Thompson then moved to adjourn the meeting, and with no further business, the meeting was adjourned at 11:28 a.m. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having potato boats, baked beans, fruit cocktail, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chili Frito or cheese pizza with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken nuggets, potatoes, roll, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC. Farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 75 and a northwest wind around 5 miles per hour becoming northeast in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 37 and an east wind around 5 miles per hour becoming southwest after midnight. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 79 and breezy with a southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming south 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. And on Thursday, the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. For Thursday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 48 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. from Hinkle Termite and Pest Control. Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, for Friday, showers are likely after 1 p.m. with some patchy blowing dust after noon. It should be partly sunny Friday with a high near 66 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 56 and breezy. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 61. On Monday, sunny with a high near 79. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 69. Currently, with fair skies, it is 28 degrees. The humidity is 88%. The wind speed is northwest at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.72. The dew point is 25 degrees. And the current wind chill is 22 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that it will host their 76th annual meeting in person at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 24, 2025, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided for those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling 785-877-5191 by March 18, 2025.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Chiefs signed former 49ers running back Elijah Mitchell to a one-year deal worth up to $3.5 million, and Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated joined 580 WIBW in Topeka on Monday, and he discussed the deal and how it's pretty much a win-win for the Chiefs.
He's explosive. He's got speed. When he's played, he's been fantastic. The problem, as you mentioned, he never plays. He missed all of last year with a hamstring injury. Look, this is the kind of contract we could be sitting there in August going, yeah, he's not going to make the team. Right? This could be the Irv Smith Jr., like, oh yeah, I forgot about him. And he's just, you know, or it could be a deal where you go, hey, you know what? If he gets 7 touches, 8 touches a game, he kind of replaces Perine. Okay. Now, Perine didn't get that many touches, but okay, hey, that's fine. You know, you got younger, you got more explosive, no big deal. I don't think this precludes them in any way, shape, or form from taking a running back in day two or something like that. I still think they very much need to do that. But look, he's a flyer. He's got a lot of talent. I don't blame the Chiefs. It's up to 3.5. My guess is that cap is going to come in probably at $2 million or under. It's fine. I mean, if you're Brett Beast, there's really no downside to it. It's a worthy gamble to take because there's really nothing.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.